Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
MIT has announced a major research initiative around the burgeoning field of what's called big data. By one estimate, the fast-growing industry could create 50,000 jobs here in the next 6 years. MIT is getting some help from the California chipmaker Intel and from the state. WBUR's Kurt Negish has more on the new effort and its big hopes for the Massachusetts economy.
Storing and dealing with data has always been an issue in the age of computing, but in the modern world, with its booming online traffic and transactions and digital sensors and more devices, data is ballooning, with gigabytes now measured in the trillions each year. MIT President Susan Hockfield sees opportunities in the sea of ones and zeros.
Truly tantalizing opportunities to fish out from that overwhelming flood new knowledge and new meaning.
The problem is the computers of today can't handle the data of today, much less tomorrow's. The old mainframe searching a database just doesn't cut it anymore. Entirely new systems and analytical processes have to be developed to make sense of big data in real time. That's at the heart of MIT's new effort, and Intel Corporation will team up. It's opening a new big data research center at the university. Justin Ratner, the company's chief technology officer, says Intel chose MIT from 55 institutions that applied.
Intel recognizes MIT as one of the few places in the world that brings together computer architects, machine learning experts, and most importantly, computational scientists who have the domain-specific knowledge in such diverse fields as finance, medicine, and information security.
Intel will spend $12.5 million over the next 5 years to put some of its researchers in Cambridge alongside brains from MIT. It's not just the California chipmaker, AIG, Massachusetts' own EMC, Thomson Reuters, and SAP. They're all chipping in to partner with MIT, too. And that gives some hope to Professor Sam Madden. He's the head of MIT's big data effort.
I see all of our students going off to these startup companies and these internet companies on the West Coast, and it really depresses me. And I'm hoping that this will be something that will encourage our students to stay here and innovate here rather than going to many of your companies. He's on the West Coast. So.
Madden's wish is also an official one. Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick was at the MIT event to pledge state support by developing an industry consortium, creating matching grants, and a new internship program.
Our big data initiative, alongside private investment, will position the Commonwealth as a leader in a growing global industry and help us become the premier destination for big data.
Massachusetts does have competition in California. The major internet and computer companies out there are already doing exciting things with big data. But after ceding its computing primacy to the West Coast by missing out on the personal computing and internet revolutions, Massachusetts may now have a chance at redemption. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.